Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good Wednesday. It is Dom time. Question right out of the box. Honest question. I can think of one. You may not like it. He's on the other side, but how many politicians at any level over the last 30 years, presidential on down, could do what Trump did yesterday going to that bodega? That's the best of Trump. We say this all the time. Rather than the rallies where he has to entertain the crowd and then sometimes something unfortunate gets said, stuff like that yesterday were tremendous. I can only think of one. And this is why he's breaking through with certain groups. Can you imagine a Mitt Romney there with a top hat and his butler, you know, walking into a bodega? Can you imagine Mitt Romney looking at the products in there as he did with a Wawa? No way. How many Republicans? I don't think George W. Bush could do it. And look, the issue was on the side of Trump, on the side of conservatives. That place is the place, and we talked about it, where a guy defending himself and defending the business stabbed to death in a confrontation, this criminal, and Bragg charged a guy until many people in New York erupted. And the guy was there yesterday with Trump. Here's a little bit of how the crowd sounded when he went to Harlem yesterday at this bodega. All right, now, the argument, people are sniffing all over the place, saying this was AstroTurf. Trump bust in all these Latino-looking people. Can you imagine that operation?
What, do you have a casting call?
Yeah, he had a casting call for, yeah, you'll be on The Apprentice someday. Come on over and say 4 more years. Clap at whatever Trump says. 4 more years! All right, and Trump talked about what happened there. Now, that's a rare talent. My broader point is this. With Republicans, oh boy, I got to pause for the great man here. I can't talk to
him. The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
It's a weird version, though.
And I'm proud to be an
American. Yeah, it's a little bit stylistically different. We may need the one that grabs us.
Yeah, you want that one?
Yeah, later on.
All
so,
right, that's what you want.
The only one I could think of that might be able to do it in his own way would be Clinton during his height. Very few. Can you imagine Biden going into that bodega situation there in New York with the stuff around, stumbling all over the place, them leading him in?
Telling stories about when people touched his hair on his legs.
Yeah, right. Corn Pop. He was a bad dude.
That he knew a lot of bodegas, that Corn
Pop.
Yeah,
that Corn Pop. You don't want Corn Pop coming into your bodega. He'd kill you. In fact, here's what Biden said. Yesterday, yeah, here's Biden yesterday. Let's contrast. This is 8A, Dan. Here's Biden where was he yesterday? He's in Pittsburgh today. Scranton, of course, Scranton. He comes home to Scranton. Whenever there's trouble, back to Scranton. And I'll tell you, I don't know about you, maybe the biggest thing I resent, and I remember Obama doing it. I remember how enraged people get. No Democrat, no progressive, no dope like Joe Biden is going to take the middle class away from us. is going to take hard work away from us and say you're the party of the elites. What century are you in? This clown from Scranton, always with the Scranton stuff. No, it doesn't work anymore. The Republican Party, through Trump, has broken through. And you can argue that Trump had a head start with some inheritance or the father's business, but look at what he built it into. What did Joe Biden do for 50 years? What job did he create? Nothing. He's been in government more than 50 years. After he allegedly graduated top of his class from law school and had 42 degrees, what has he done? And that's what he was talking about in Scranton yesterday. It's Scranton values versus Mar-a-Lago values. What are the Biden family values? Let's hold up Hunter Biden maybe as an example of the Biden family values. All right, here's Biden yesterday telling us, Dan, I even forgot this story. He's telling us that, when he was first starting out as a politician, they were knocking on his door and he only had a towel on and he was getting shaved. Here's a little bit of this. Contrast this with the bodega Trump yesterday and Biden.
One day I showed up at Off Year Convention and I was in the motel after the local motel getting changed after the afternoon session, go back to the evening session. I'd come down with some young activists, a little older than me, but still young activists, who were involved in trying to reform the party. And I was in one of those 8x10 bathrooms, you know, they have shower, toilet, and a sink. And I got a towel on me and shaving cream, and I hear bam, bam, bam at my door really loudly. And wondering, what the hell is that? I thought it was this guy, Bob Cunningham, on a radio show.
Oh,
and a couple of the guys.
Okay, guys.
And I walked to the door and opened it up, and standing there was the former governor of the state of Delaware, Elbert N. Carville, a big guy, about 6'5", talked at you like this. And the state representative who got defeated 4 years earlier as a Democratic state rep who was retired. And one of the, from the family that had more senators appointed than any other family in American history, to the tunnels, and a former retired justice and the state chairman. And they said, I'm standing in a towel and shaving cream in my face.
What is this? where are we going with this?
Nowhere. So just contrast that and just think of any other politician in that scene at the bodega after the day, another day of trial. And I think that's Trump's strongest suit. And it's not problematic. He's really good at the Chick-fil-A last week, these sorts of appearances, because it's going to be widespread media coverage. You don't need 50,000 people there. It's a media coverage of it. So they're sniffing around saying it's AstroTurf. These people can't be Hispanic and be there cheering like this. And he's making the point once again about Bragg. This was maybe the most notorious case where he prosecuted the guy who just defended himself, a Hispanic guy trying to work a business in a tougher neighborhood, given New York, and Bragg was going to go after him. All right, now speaking of two tiers of justice, I don't know if I've ever had Kevin Boyle on. I had Brendan Boyle on once, and it was wildly content. It was nuts.
Oh, it'd be great to get Kevin.
Oh, yeah, get him back on again.
And Brendan now, too.
Yeah, Brendan Boyle, though, of Northeast Philadelphia, where people just don't follow the news, I guess. He's in line to be House Speaker someday and all this stuff. His brother, last that we played you, Dan, was attacking women verbally in a bar in his district.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he got charged, and this is why this is important with Democrats and progressives. Why were there not police at his door at 6 a.m. today, since he's under order to be arrested? Yet he still hasn't surrendered or been arrested at this point, according to the Inquirer. He's the guy from Northeast Philadelphia. They're shoving a Doherty in there now. They tag another guy in now as part of the tribe, right? To get Boyle out of there. And even the Inquirer saying, why has this guy not been arrested yet? And of course, it was a protection from abuse order from his former or current wife, and they're going through divorce, whatever. This is the second or third time. It's hard to tell. And what does the brother, and what does he say? I got a mental condition. He's got a mental condition. So I would ask then, why arrest him then? He's got a mental condition. He's a Democrat. He's a progressive. He's a representative. He's the brother of the guy who's a bigwig in Washington. Just let him. The wife ought to shut up. Doesn't she know who she's dealing with here? Why is she calling the police protection from abuse? He's got a mental condition. Let him alone, right?
Shut up! Shut up!
Nice, Elaine. Nobody seems to know why Kevin Boyle hasn't been arrested yet, Dan. I mean, could the police be there knocking down the door at 6 a.m.?
It was weird because yesterday there was like a short report that he turned himself in and then he did not turn himself
right.
in. There was a correction issued. It's a very
odd
story.
Yeah, you know
story.
Why? Because they're trying to cover it up and say, oh, yeah, everything went normally. He didn't turn himself in.
The most fascinating thing to me, Dom, about this whole story, though, is Brennan Boyle's out here saying Kevin Boyle's mental health condition has been, quote, a nightmare for me and my family.
Yeah.
Said it's been a horrible situation, serious mental condition, but then in the article also mentions that Kevin's up for the primary. And, you know, he has a primary opponent who's a pretty solid opponent. But if he wins that primary in Philadelphia, it's a very realistic scenario that a guy whose brother says is mentally unstable could be reelected in Philadelphia. It's
why not?
Very apropos.
Yeah, exactly. But watch, I mean, he's got a mental condition that should qualify him for this.
Good point.
Yeah. So, the nerve of this woman to call in this protection for abuse order. Doesn't she know he doesn't mean it? He just has a mental condition.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, too.
Yeah, well, what's the mental condition? So let's just cater to, I don't know why anybody's bothering this guy.
There's been psychosis mentioned somewhere here.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if that's a symptom or a diagnosis. I'm not very much an expert.
Well, you know, it seems to happen in bars, mainly. But the critical issue here is this. If he does have a mental condition, part that and he just is using it, why is this guy treated? You know, we see the double standard. We're watching it all the time. When they want to arrest you, they come at 6 in the morning. They may kick in the door. This guy still hasn't surrendered. So are they going to go wherever he is and arrest him? Who's holding that up?
Ask Mark Houck.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Mark Houck, 7 o'clock in the morning, guns drawn, blazing, over something that Krasner would not even go with. He's a state official. The state police could be involved here, too. You know, it's that kind of matter. What's the legislature have to say about it? What does the woman who heads up the Speaker of the House have to say about it? All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board.
He's not on the run, is he?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
He just didn't show up. I mean, you know, maybe would it be mean to say check out every bar in his district? That's where the police ought to be. All right, here's the side question today. And yesterday I kind of thought, oh man, I don't know what's going to happen with this. But now thinking about it last night, I'm convinced.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay.
It is National Cheese Ball Day. So we're looking for someone who is a human cheese ball, meaning cheesy.
Yes.
Meaning corny.
Yep.
Unstylish. I'm giving you all the dictionary.
Cornball, too. Someone who's a cornball. Cheese
odd.
Ball. Yeah.
Yes.
An odd cookie.
Now, Dan, you say Pitbull. I thought Pitbull was one of the coolest guys out there.
No, my argument's for sometimes, like, the cheese ball can be someone who goes a little bit overboard in trying to be too cool. And Pitbull tries way too hard to be cool, and I think it kind of makes him cheesy.
All right, I'm going to take Eric's walk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
well off.
Oh, that's
to
a
me,
good one.
He's the epitome of the. I mean, look, politicians.
That little smile is so cheesy that he does.
They have no shame. We know that. But sleeping, allegedly, I guess I have to say, I think it's been admitted, though, with Fang Fang, a woman with two same names. That's always, what's your name? Fang Fang. Okay, come on over here. And then talking about the Chinese all the time when she's allegedly involved at the Communist Chinese Party. That might have cornball written all over the cheese ball written
just
all over
it. A couple more examples for you?
Yes.
Fox News morning host Steve Doocy.
Dan, I watched him this morning. You know what he does? He stops conversations that are getting good to the point. Brian Kilmeade, I wish we're friends, but I wish I knew him enough to say, I see him, Dan. I would reach over that couch when he goes like this, you know, that thing he does.
Oh, yeah, the arm movement, yeah.
He just interrupts just as you're making the point, and they're all like, oh, my God, he's bad. Just bad. Does America love Steve Doocy? We never get a call saying, I don't get it.
I think there are some people on our side of the aisle, too, that are cornballs, cheeseballs, and I say this with honor, but Senator Pat Toomey's kind of...
Oh, going after Toomey. Yeah. He may call the show here. Yeah. All right.
Little vanilla, like vanilla ice cream to a degree. Remember we asked him about his favorite sitcom? And
Yeah,
Bob Casey Jr. is another one.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be said for a lot of senators out there.
Exactly.
Trying way too hard to be cool.
It could be from the world of pop culture. It could be politics. It could be whatever. Who is a cheeseball? That's the side. And the only politician I can think of that would be able to work that scene like Trump did yesterday might be Bill Clinton if he were in agreement. He wouldn't be in agreement with the policy, though. Obama couldn't do it. He wouldn't put himself in that situation. And Biden, you can just imagine. Picture Kamala
Harris. Joe Biden's a cornball.
Picture Kamala Harris in that talking about abortion when a guy was stabbed in a bodega. That's what she'd go to. Well, you know, the Venn diagrams about bodegas are very intriguing. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. We have all things covered on the big Trump rally on May 12th. We're going to hear from the mayor of Wildwood. Mayor Ernie is back in there now. And at 2 o'clock, Jeff Van Drew, who's the host and quarterback this thing to make it happen. Are you going to be there on May 12th on the beach on Lincoln Avenue? Now, Dan, Trump could draw his biggest crowd ever, and they still would have room there. I mean, that is cavernous. I bet it's 3/4 of a mile to the ocean from the boardwalk.
So they're doing it out on the beach?
On the beach. That's what we were told.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Okay.
None of that convention center stuff on the beach.
It was a convention center, if I remember correctly. They had to turn away people and set up TVs outside because people waited in line so long. But then when they got, it just filled capacity and they had to, you know.
Yeah, I thought that was a boring rally. You did too, I think.
After all day.
It didn't have that pop.
It up to the height.
Point. Yeah.
Exciting seeing Trump.
Looking at Trump walking around the bodega with these guys. Oh, my God. And a picture of Biden going down the wrong aisle. They can't find the cash register.
It's very inconvenient, these bodegas. They're very tiny. Can you imagine getting
a camera crew? Incredibly tiny. Yeah. Yes. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Yeah, this looks like a crowd of people that were bussed in. These guys are great actors.
Every single one of them looks
yes, they do. Hear that? That's a fake accent.
I can hear the accent. AstroTurf.
Maybe LaSalle, Dan, can take some advice from me. LaSalle University, my alma mater. They're in big trouble since 2019, I think, if the Inquirer's right. They lost 46% of their full-time students.
Ooh.
That can't be.
Wow.
Let me make sure I have the right thing. Here's the part. They've graduated notables such as Mayor Jim Kenney, Representative Dwight Evans, and U.S. Representative Madeline Dean.
Oh!
Boy, you hear that.
Wow.
Where do I sign my kid up? Jim Kenney went there. Jim Kenney sat in that seat.
Decency.
Madeline Dean taught there, I believe, too, afterward, Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
And you proudly proclaim this as your alma mater?
Well, 46.5% they went down.
That's rough.
Could it be people might not like the vibe they get there, how they acted about October 7th that we talked about at LaSalle, but they were teaching kids about, it wasn't that bad. Maybe Israel had it coming, if you remember. And they got all those groups to sign off with the Muslim Student Association. Wow. 46.5% down from 1,705 students. Wow, that is a stunning. And the core operating loss, $1.4 million in 2019 to $11.3 million last year. That's maybe they're thinking of starting a band. Oh, my God.
They should advertise that you're an alma mater alumni.
Well, I would thank you for suggesting that. Can you
imagine? Like, why are they going with Jim Kenney? It should be Dom Giordano, front and center.
Imagine if they tried that. People
they might draw some people back. After the recent rash.
That's it. That's it. We didn't know that. That's obviously it. Well, they could show diversity. Everyone from a dope like Jim Kenney to Dom Giordano. I'd love that sentence.
Yeah, South Philly Irish to South Philly Italian.
There you go.
Very diverse.
You're rolling. Send it over to LaSalle. Let's see if that helps revive them. All right. We're going to talk to Linda McMahon, who has a major Trump organization she heads up, formerly small business czar for Trump. And, of course, the wife, and she was the president at one point on paper of the WWE wrestling. She'll be here with a lot to talk about this Biden argument that Trump is an elitist, Republicans are elitist, and Joe Biden and Scranton values. That's what America wants. By the way, this in the Washington Post, and they're going wild with this. Headline, Trump rails against wind energy in a fundraising pitch to oil executives. Apparently, he had opponents of offshore wind. Trump had an event with oil and gas executives in Florida and told them if he wins re-election, you're not going to have any of that wind. He said, if I were in the offshore wind industry, I'd probably be pretty nervous looking at this. Of course, the Washington Post talks about the wonderful things that have been done in New Jersey so far. And they talk about people that are back trying to stop it, who don't seem to understand the science. Again, we don't understand the science of it. But Trump does have a thing with some of these energy. I'm saying that because Biden administration yesterday got passed new regulations on light bulbs. It's not enough to have LED now, but these new regulations really push back on any kind of deviance from that. Of course, these are the same people. We all have one that bothers us. Is it the low-flow toilet? Is it the no-gas burner range? Or the one that bothers me, and I think I could turn Roe, Dan, to vote against any Democrat on this, if I told her they're the ones that don't want you to have sufficient water coming out of your shower. That's it. As you know, we just went through this. That water comes through now. It's like a fire hose. It knocks you down. They don't want you to have that. Someday they'll be coming there. They'll be taking that out. You can't do that, and you can't turn up the hot water, and you can only have 5 minutes. You can't have six. Those are a few of the things going on. There you go.
Very strong water pressure now.
Oh, tremendous water pressure now. All right, so we're looking for your all-time cornball today. Get in early on that. Linda McMahon. We'll talk with Jeff Andrew a little bit later in the show. Scott Presler reporting this morning, he was over in Doylestown yesterday, that Bucks County registration is down to 1,589 total for the Democrats. They're ahead by 1,589. Now, you know the psychology there. The psychology is, if on paper at least, Bucks County is a Republican county, it makes people feel there's still hope. I have a analysis here that Bucks County is the most purple in the entire state, meaning it is the closest in the state. Chester County, Democrats are ahead, but it's not a huge amount. Of course, Montgomery County and Delaware County were blowing taps for the remains of the Republican Party there. In Philadelphia, it's 6.5-1. So that's down a little bit. But Bucks County definitely in play, and we have the big primary under a week away now with Houck and Fitzpatrick. and this attorney general race, boy, they have really extreme people on the Democrat side. Jack Stolzheimer, Delaware County DA, has come out saying it's not the attorney general office or anything else. It's Krasner. That's the problem. And there's still nobody seems to know why we haven't appointed a lead prosecutor for SEPTA. It's gone on 3-4 months now, and nobody's appointed it yet. And the media doesn't seem to have a lot of interest in that. Okay, 855-839-1210. Trump in the bodega yesterday was unbelievable. Here is Cut 10, Dan. This is Josh Shapiro on MSNBC this morning. Now, if you missed yesterday's show, the Morning Joe alone stuff yesterday is world class. Here's Morning Joe, Mika, and Josh Shapiro. And Shapiro making the case, all Biden has to do is just get out and tout his record. Just get out there and tell us about the junk fees and shrinkflation. Why isn't he doing that then, Josh? Here's what he said.
Let's not forget, Joe Biden won the presidency last time, and he won Pennsylvania, and he won union households. President Biden is going to be in a union hall in Pittsburgh today, in a steel workers hall. He's very comfortable there. He's very comfortable around the folks who work as steel workers, the folks who work in our building trades across Pennsylvania. He's been there for them. His policies have lifted them up, whereas Donald Trump's policies have held them back. I think all Joe Biden needs to do is get out and tout his record. Make sure that people know about it. That's part of my responsibility as governor of Pennsylvania and others who are trying to support and lift up the president. He's got a strong record of achievement for our workers. The infrastructure resources he's put forth are going to keep our building trades here in Pennsylvania busy for more than a decade. There are children in Pittsburgh where he's going to be today who are drinking water that doesn't have lead in it anymore because the president made sure that the water lines that connected to their homes were replaced and no longer is there lead in their drinking water. We've got 276,000 Pennsylvanians that are Pennsylvania homes and businesses that don't have access to high-speed internet. That's changing under President Biden, and it's the building trades right. And other workers who are going to lay that fiber and put up those towers to connect people to the internet so folks can start a small business or consult with their doctor, you name it. This is real tangible stuff. The president's got a great record to run on, and now he's got to go run on it and make the clear contrast with Donald Trump, right. Who has routinely throughout his career in the private sector and as president screwed over workers here in Pennsylvania and across this country.
Hey, buddy, stop it already. Are there plenty of workers out there that are not in your pets, the unions? All right? That's all he's saying there. Unions, you're the ones. How about inflation? How about the grocery stores? How about what Biden has done to the average middle class family? You think somebody might interrupt there and challenge a little bit? All he's saying is what we already know. And the killer is they know that Trump, unlike other Republicans, is comfortable with unions, building trades and all that based upon what he's done. And they're afraid he slices off some of that vote, a good bit of that vote. So if you're in a union, do you look at that and go, well, look, yeah, it may cost everybody else a lot more, but Biden's giving me more than that. So screw you. I don't care about that. Or do you look at it and go, no, he's not. Take a look at your grocery store. Take a look at gas prices. Take a look at anything. Is that really helping you? All right, 855-839. What would Josh Shapiro say if we ever got him on and we challenged that a bit? Is it just about unions? Yeah, that's what he's saying there. All right, Linda McMahon's coming up. I'll ask her about that charge that, hey, Biden is good for the American worker. Not Donald Trump. President Biden is smart to continue to go where you have to win if you're going to be president. But try touting Bidenomics. How many times can you go back to Scranton? Today, Pittsburgh. Trying to tell people who the green energy policies, the extremists, undercut them that no, they don't. And then tomorrow, the tour comes, of course, here to Philadelphia. Joining us to give us some evidence in the world of reality, someone who's actually created jobs, former administrator of the Small Business Administration during the Trump years, and senior advisor now to America First Works. Linda McMahon is back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Linda, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me today.
Well, President Biden, to this whole issue about workers, America, the economy, or his people, most likely. I can't imagine if he were on Twitter, Linda, but tweeted out Caitlin Clark, and what a shame it is, and he's going to continue to fight for equity, pay equity, because of the fact that she's not as paid as much as men in the NBA, ignoring two women firing back at him that, you're not helping us having to play against men. But in your role as president of the WWE, women wrestlers and others were advanced. You still hear that today, this pay equity thing, and what's your response to it?
Well, I certainly, would look at you, as you referenced before, we need to have equity on the playing field. Let's start with there. We cannot have men competing in women's sports. That's just, it's just not fair. Not only are they competing in women's sports. In fact, I was just listening just a little earlier this morning to one of the members of AFPI who did participate in championship volleyball in college, and she said she cannot imagine what it would have been like to have had a man in the locker room. She said it would have just been, unthinkable, for them to have suddenly had to have dealt with all of that. And then just the unfairness, because, a guy can spike a volleyball at about 50 miles an hour. And I think just recently we heard a story of a young woman who'd been hit in the face, by a spiked volleyball from a man, and just, had serious injury to her face. So we have to remember all of those things, and pay equity comes with, I think, everyone performing at the same levels with the same draws and all of that. And women's sports today is just making such an incredible mark in the marketplace, if you will. If you just look at the recent women collegiate basketball games, I mean, some of the highest viewership. And I think that the NIL has made it a very possible now for these women athletes to participate more into the funds that are being paid. So I think there is certainly efforts.
Oh, without a doubt. I think Caitlin Clark made about $3.5 million last year at Iowa, or this year, and well-deserved. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
This is not a good case to make pay equity on this at all.
So definitely not. Definitely not. I think what we really have to look at is just making sure that we have the right number of jobs, in our country. I mean, President Biden doesn't use Bidenomics anymore because it didn't work very well for him. I mean, if we look at what happened, since last year, car insurance is up 22%, baby food is up almost 10%. Steak, rent, electricity, gas prices, grocery prices, everywhere you look, it's up. Inflation is back to about 3.5%. That's not running on an economic platform that's a winner. And in Pennsylvania, closing the LNG terminals and not allowing any more exports, going out, is just really impacting jobs in Pennsylvania as they do all over the country. So I think when people are looking at Bidenomics compared to the actual facts of the Trump administration, the real good news for voters is you actually have now records to look at and compare what happened under the Trump administration, what's been happening under the Biden administration. Biden wants to raise taxes, Trump cut taxes. Biden is putting in more regulations. Matter of fact, he's put in over $480 billion worth of additional regulations. And here's the number that blew my mind, over 280 million hours of paperwork and regulations. And it just impacts the economy so negatively. So, I mean, I could go on, for a long time.
Yeah, Linda, when you were the point person with small business, that paperwork is something that's not just an annoyance. That's the type of thing you're working 2 or 3 hours of overtime on. President Biden in Scranton started to make this case, and I know someone like you who worked your way up through various pursuits, including now, I get resentful of this, that President Trump is just an elitist And he started to talk about how many more IRS agents he's putting out there to get rich people like Trump and others. Wall Street Journal says those additional IRS agents, 63% of the new people they went after were middle class, as we suspected they would be, to audit them.
Yeah, it's, you know, at first he said no one would be audited if they made under $400,000, and yet we're finding that a good majority of these audits are coming in at those who are making about $175,000 a year. So what does that do to, you know, to lower and middle class income earners? It puts additional burdens on them. And, you know, this whole deal about all of these additional IRS agents are supposed to find the tax cheats and the tax frauds and to increase revenue. Well, you know, I say let's reduce taxes. We don't need to increase revenue agents to increase our revenues. We have good revenues coming in if we will have the job market fulfilled, if we will have tax policies that, you know, were put in under the Trump administration, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, some of which expired in 2023. It was a real downward push on small businesses because one of the ways that small businesses grew so much, especially when I was at SBA and these rules came in, that the tax reduction came in, was that you could make a capital investment, you know, in new equipment, and you could write all of that off in the year that you made that investment. So that gave, you know, for instance, a baker outside of Boston that I talked to, a bread baker, he bought a new oven that cost over $1 million because he now had contracts throughout the country to make white label bread, you know, for several different companies. And so he was able to do it because he could write that $1 million off in that year. So that's the way businesses can grow. And entrepreneurs will reinvest those dollars into their companies. They'll grow their business. They'll hire more people. That's how the economy was being, was growing so much under the Trump administration. Until COVID hit, the economy was just flying. Well, and then even after COVID started to subside.
The difference is that you understand that by being a business person. Trump understands it. Joe Biden has worked in government almost his entire adult life. They're not out there, you know, investing $1 million in an oven and getting more workers. They don't do that.
No, they seemingly don't understand about it. It's the most aggravating thing to me to look at under the Trump years when we reduced taxes and we reduced regulations. We actually saw revenues increase. And it's just the... I don't know what it is about that plan that, you know, the Democrats, but especially the Biden administration, just don't recognize. I mean, it worked under Reagan. Clinton understood, you know, reduction in taxes. We don't have a revenue problem in this country. We just have a spending problem. We don't need more IRS agents, you know, combing through our middle-class tax returns to try to find those tax cheats. We need to make sure that we just have our jobs growing. And right now, Biden says, no, jobs are growing. We have more jobs created now than any other president. Well, what's happened is the jobs that went away during the Trump administration under COVID are now coming back, and government jobs are growing at a greater extent. And part-time jobs are growing because our people have to get a second job to help them maintain their lifestyles, so they have a part-time job. And even seniors are getting part-time jobs because they can't live, you know, on their standard income. And so, yeah, we'll see more jobs created, but are they being productive? Are they making things? Are they growing our economy? No, that's not happening.
America First Works. Where do we find that? And Linda, what's the idea of America First Works?
Well, America First Works is the sister organization to America First Policy Institute, which is a C3 organization. America First Works is a C4. I don't mean to be confusing the audience, but we just can get more involved in the policy execution on the political side than the C3 can. The C3 is more about research a developing policy, but the America First Works can get more involved. And so how it's being involved in the election is developing a data and messaging center that actually is targeting audiences to go after, to message to provide them the information, you know, that they need in order to make good voting decisions, and just make them aware of a lot of the facts that are happening in our country now and getting the right messaging to them.
Absolutely. Linda, thank you. Anytime in Philadelphia, sure we'll talk between now and the election. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tom. Thanks so much. Take care.
Linda
Bye-bye.
McMahon here on Talk Radio 1210, of course, from the WWE, and somebody who knows about business, growing a business. It's part of the problem. Their ideology says not to do these things, but it's more they don't even know them. They don't have the slightest sense of that. I remember when President Obama and Elizabeth Warren said, you didn't build that. You traveled on roads that the rest of us paid tax money for. We gave you educated workers. Maybe not so much in Philadelphia, but we did it. Now, it's you, the entrepreneurs, and Talk Radio is made up of that small business people that build America. They want to say the unions, that's fine. There's some truth in that, but that Biden neglects, I would argue, every bit as much of the people that build America were small businesses. Because building America is creating jobs, giving people a start, the community. Not just unions, not negating, but that's all he wants to talk about. All right, phone line, sir, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Give me that all-time cheese ball, National Cheese Ball Day today.
Dave all Matthews. Day.
You think so? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love Dave Matthews, man, but his music's so corny.
They're not that big anymore. They used to play Citizens Bank or Vet Stadium even two or three nights. And sell it out. But
I think they can still sell it out. They still have like a cult following. People will follow them on the road. Maisie's aunt has seen them like Bruce Springsteen numbers, like 50-something times. Like it's,
what would you say the second band is? Well, Grateful Dead.
Bruce Springsteen's a cornball, too.
Not as much anymore, right? Grateful Dead. Maybe they still do follow.
No, it's the Swifties now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where I was. That's number one. Is Springsteen then number two? Probably, right?
I think we're biased here because we got the jersey. Like, if you go to, you know, Indiana, they don't have the same kind of love for Bruce Springsteen that here in Jersey and PA has. They're not going to see him 100-plus times.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though, that anybody that gets you to go see him 10 times, wherever it is, that's still pretty impressive. By the way, that you mentioned Taylor Swift, I love this shot. Middle class and very respectable. Courtney Love says 100 years from now, no one will know about Taylor Swift, Dan. She's not interesting. She's just playing to what the crowd wants.
I disagree.
But yeah, I know. You think 100 years from now, it'll be like Sinatra. We'll still remember Taylor Swift. And Travis Kelce is going to be a game show host.
What game show?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be.
Do you have it there? Are they bringing back a classic or is it something new? They're not bringing back Card Sharks with Travis Kelce, are they?
No. I don't think it'll be something that requires sophistication and knowledge.
Yeah, I would be surprised.
Is what I'm thinking will happen with that guy.
Oh, are you smarter than a celebrity?
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, yeah.
Oh, my God, what a ripoff. Smarter than a third grader, now producers. Smarter than a celebrity.
It's on Amazon. It's a spinoff of the popular game show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Right.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. You can just see this is ruined spelling.
I mean, it's kind of ironic that he's the host for that. It kind of makes sense, right?
Exactly. It does, yes. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with the mayor of Wildwood because he's intimately involved in all the details of bringing President Trump back to Wildwood in May. And a little bit later, Jeff Andrew, who's actually the quarterback of it. But I'll ask him, Speaker Johnson, really on the ropes. And I can see why now. He didn't deliver on FISA. He's going to bring up a standalone bill to vote on Ukraine without getting the assurances on the border. So I'm officially saying now, Mike Johnson is pretty suspect. Remember the high hopes we had for him? It's not just Taylor Greene and Massey and some others. I don't think he's delivered. He's got a tough job. I think Vangerieu is going to say, stick with him. We'll debate it a little bit at 2 o'clock.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.